Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode of the Chinwag. Now, two Sundays ago, you may remember Ross and Elaine giving us their introductions to themselves. And if you enjoyed that, we have got the sequel on the Chinwag, or at least part of the sequel, because Mr. Ross Evans is joining us today. So, welcome, Ross.
Thank you very much. That's a big build-up for a very small part, Adam.
Oh, you sell yourself short, Ross. And
frequently do. Not much to sell.
And welcome to Susanna as well.
Hello, everyone.
Cool. Right. Ross, why don't we kick off with yourself? Like, you know, we got to briefly know you two Sundays ago, but tell us more.
In what particular section of my life would you like to know more, Adam? It goes back a long way now, as you've gathered, and so what particular decade are you focusing on?
Well, we'll go for the 2020s, say in the past week. Maybe some fun or maybe the past couple of weeks. What's some fun stuff which has happened?
Oh, it's been busy. Fun stuff. What's been the fun stuff? I think one of the most, well, fun, exciting, is actually seeing a building just changing literally day by day as we work here. I mean, every day this week, we've seen it look different. And this morning, as we speak, this is Friday morning now, the windows are going in, so the boarding on the outside is coming down, and the internal partitions are all down, so we can look from the corridor straight through the new doorways, straight out onto the roundabout outside the church. Which, fun perhaps not, because they're working really hard, but certainly very exciting, seeing the shape of things to come.
Yeah, I was excited to see the windows. Although maybe we should have splashed out for a stained glass window to rival the Church of England or something.
We'll never rival St. Matt's, Adam. You know, don't go there. We'll get into all sorts of hot water. Yeah.
Maybe we should stick a spire on top of our building.
Well, I'd like to do that to keep the pigeons off the top of the roof.
So, Ross, that's the fun element of your church managing. Like, what else goes?
That's the fun element.
That's the best we can do, is it? What else has been on this week?
Yeah, tell us about what else is going on.
Well, preparing for the AGM was, you know, it's quite a big task. Just thinking it all through, briefing people, sorting out who's doing what, and just trying to ensure that I don't make any embarrassing mistakes about things. Then a fairly lengthy elders meeting last night. It's always just trying to think across the whole breadth of the church. You know, what's coming? What are we missing? Who needs what? How can we help one another? Have we overlooked anything? It goes back to my farming days, really, and agriculture and shepherding sheep.
Yeah.
And it really does. I often look back, and Alain and I talk about it, because we first met when I was farming, when I was 20, that's right. And yeah, there's a lot of similarities between church work and livestock farming. I could go further. The comparisons could go a great deal further.
What was the best thing about livestock farming?
I think the character of the animals. I just enjoy it.
Which again is quite similar to...
I mean, there are some animals you rather weren't in the herd or the flock. But of course, in Christian circles, we're not allowed to stray into that at all. We love everybody equally. But seeing individual characteristics is interesting, yeah. And that applies to people too. Sometimes predicting how they'll respond to something. And sometimes we get it right, and sometimes we get it wrong. Yeah.
Do you eat any good food this week?
Good food this week? Well, I've got to say, every meal Alain cooks is just, you know, absolutely lovely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to scrambled egg on toast for lunch now. Yes, which she always does excellently. Just a little bit runny, but, you know, not falling off a toast. Yeah. Is that enough rambles?
Yes. I thought I'd give you a segue there.
What's the segue for?
The dieting.
Oh yeah, we even had that written down, didn't we? Yeah, sorry, Susanna.
I'm setting you up there for a great segue.
Oh dear, letting the team down, aren't I? You guys, you had a bit of an intervention last week in my life, didn't you? You kind of sat me down and said, Adam, you need more vegetables in your life.
Yeah.
And I thought I had loads of vegetables, and then an examination of my dieting spreadsheet revealed that it was only really peppers and onions I was consuming.
Onions apparently don't really count.
Well, you were very shocked, I think, because we ought to let people know that on Friday mornings we have an hour tripletizing, don't we? Sharing, praying, just working through things together. And we were concerned for your well-being. And you did look shocked when I said, ideally, we should be consuming 10 portions of veg or fruit a day.
Oh, that's fake news, I swear. Never heard. 7 I've heard, but 10 just seems excessive.
10 is really good for you. But because it was so big, the wisdom that purports to be the government said, well, 5 a day is a good start. And even then, you blanched rather. And then you claimed that onions were a good roughage vegetable, which Susanna and I just binned.
They grow in the ground.
They're not green.
Oh, when's that been a criteria?
Because that's the roughage, the brassicas, the veggies, the tough stuff to make your bowels work hard.
I swear they're called green onions.
They're not.
They're not.
Spring onions. Yes. Okay. And, well, they don't. You only have a dribble of those, don't you? Oh, Adam, come on, dear boy.
Have you eaten more veg this week, do you think?
I have, yes. Oh, I bought 2 whole broccolis, and then for some reason, I also bought a pack of tender stem broccoli, the
long
thin stuff. Yeah. That's been stir fried.
Good.
There's just so much of it, man.
Do you like any fruit?
I'll be honest, I think in the entirety of 2021, I've consumed one piece of fruit.
Really?
And that was an apple Pete Foster gave me.
We'll go back to my question. Do you like any...
Sorry, what? I kind of dodged the question there.
Yeah, it was.
Boris, if you're listening, can I have a job in government? I mean, I like fruit, but I don't like it enough when you're walking down Sainsbury's and it's like...
So, no, but is it any individual fruit? Cherries, grapes, apples?
Oh, no, not cherries.
Grapes.
Gosh, this is hard work, isn't it?
Grapes become wine, so I like them. Bananas, yeah, I can get behind bananas. Tangerines, you get a tangerine which is full of seeds,
yeah,
and the juice is bitter.
Yeah.
It's dry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dear me, man. Yeah. Whatever you want evidence of the fall, it's right there.
Well, no, I can do worse than that for you. Probably not on this. Not on
wasps.
Wasps, yeah.
Oh, yes, wasps.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think rats come close to it too. Mm. So where do we go from here?
I know, are you done ridiculing my eating patterns?
Not ridiculing, seeking to counsel you and bring you into the narrow path that leads to gastric glory.
I must admit, I thought I was a pretty self-aware person when it came to my diet. But then realising that onions and peppers were all I consumed. It's like when you watch Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay, and then about halfway through the programme, the owner realises that they're a diabolical mess and their kitchen sucks.
Yeah,
and it's like, wow, how have I been living like this?
That's right. Yes, absolutely. We do need to keep gently nurturing your dietary panorama.
I was setting you guys up to say, no, Adam, you're not a diabolical mess, but it's okay, we'll just...
Get past that.
I was going to say also that I loved early church on Sunday, we had Mother's Day, and it was just so funny seeing all the kids come up to get their flowers to hand it back to their parents, and some kids didn't even know how to hold them. They were like holding them upside down, like dragging them behind them.
Yes, that was rather worrying, that. Is it the church's job to teach children how to hold flowers?
I realise holding my hands up isn't very useful for the
listening
to this podcast.
No. No. Never mind. It was lovely, and we had the maximum number of children. Well, the biggest number of children.
13 families.
Yeah, that was so encouraging.
Cute. And we just love the songs, don't we? Like, what's it called? Hello.
The Hello song.
The Hello song is an absolute tune.
There was one early church where we didn't do the Hello song, and it legit ruined the week. Which sounds like a dramatic statement, but it was kind of significant letdown.
Yeah, yeah. The Hello song is very popular. It's good. It's a nice song, because actually, if we can't sing, so your actions to greet each other, which is very sensible.
Yeah, although it has kind of taken over. I had a dream the other week where myself and Tom Brewer were in my church I used to go to back home, and we were doing a live rendition of the Hello song.
And it was a duet.
Kind of. I think we were on like opposite ends of the room, so I'm not sure what was going on there.
Well, thinking about it, I know you want to go back to Romania, so perhaps it could be a star turn back in Napolina Church, Adam, when we get back there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
What else can we talk about?
Ooh.
Yes, we're probably all eager for the next rule change. I have no idea what the next rule change actually means, apart from gardens.
Gardens,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it does seem like we're starting to break out at that point, doesn't it? You can actually meet up. Is it 6 individuals or 2 families can then start to meet up outside?
Mm. I want to know when charity shops reopen. Should probably check those rules.
April the 12th?
Yeah, when everything else
is. Non-essential shops? Yeah.
Mm. Can't wait.
So not long. So we're going to see... Oh, because you're having trouble with your trousers, aren't you?
Yes, I think I've come to the realisation that new pairs are needed. Although I think my patching job is sufficient, it's nice to have a pair of trousers which is not exposed to the elements.
It
doesn't expose your legs to
That's
the
another other. Thing we were talking about, Susanna, wasn't it? Wondering if, dear Adam, we're better off in a kilt. Do you remember that conversation?
No.
Oh, it was down in church the other week, yeah. When he was muttering about having to stitch up his trousers. We said it'd be more economical to wear a kilt.
I don't remember that.
Oh, right, maybe.
Probably blocked out that thought.
You probably did, yeah. Yeah. But he's got no Scots blood, as far as we know. That's not... No, he's rare. Is he rising to that one?
I think the closest my family gets to Scotland is Yorkshire.
Right.
Which is probably quite a far away.
Yeah. And a certain tipple from distilleries.
Are we allowed to confess that one? Or we confess that one, yeah.
Well, Christmas.
At Christmas.
This does feel very chaotic. Like super random.
It does, absolute chaos. Never mind. Who's editing this?
I don't know. Maybe I'll decide that after we finish recording.
I hope it's not me that's causing all the trouble.
No. Well, you're the only like variable that's changed. No, no, it's all good fun. Well, we can move on to the floor.
We can move on.
This is...
Yes. So,
yeah.
Ross, we understand that...
No. Let's get this straight. For our little triplet between 9 and 10 on a Sunday morning, sorry, Friday morning when we meet up, like little staff who are working here, we've to make it very easy, because some people don't want to have to do any preparation at all, we thought we'd just look at a hymn of choice each week. And so this week I chose Here Is Love, Vast as the Ocean, which I think the words are absolutely brilliant. And of course, it coming from a Welshman originally, where most of the best things in the entire United Kingdom, if not the globe, come from. It's not surprising at all, is it? That here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. You're familiar with the words, I'm sure. And we were just reflecting on some of the words and just the way that this hymn expresses really just the sheer abundance of grace. So, Danny, you were talking about the flood being more of a judgment type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then we moved on to the sort of Niagara Falls flooding mm-hmm. what's below with, unstoppably mm-hmm. with water. And thinking that somehow how the Lord applies his grace, it's just never ending.
Mm.
And whatever ever humanity tries to do, grace is unstoppable.
Mm.
Heaven's grace to us is unstoppable, which is a fantastic reassurance. And I suppose one of the wonderful features of the Lord's character. He pours out his grace every day.
Mm.
Whether we avail ourselves of his grace every day is a slightly different question.
Mm.
But this picture of loving kindness as a flood is just one of the most beautiful pictures in this hymn, and probably a number of hymns really. And that was what we were just reflecting on briefly, I think, wasn't it?
And you said there was a children's talk, you think there was, about, did you do it or someone did it, about the glass of water pouring and overflowing? Because I guess also we're very small vessels too. It's like a really tiny little, maybe it was someone, I think, did a talk, maybe it was Tom or someone else. You imagine a really tiny little glass that can only really take not very much, but it's kind of endless waterfalls overflowing the cup constantly.
Uncontainable, indescribable.
Yeah.
Which,
you hold the stars in the sky and you know them by name.
Well, we've segued into another hymn, haven't we?
Yes, that was my suggestion from two weeks ago.
That's right. So it's been quite a rich time just looking at some of the hymns, hasn't it, between us, really? It's quite an easy dip in. Because the words, for I think all the ones we've chosen so far, have been very familiar, come straight back to us. Yes, so that was just a thought. That we have the five-verse version in front of us at the moment. We're not going to attempt to sing it, are we?
No.
But some of the words in that, and of course the final thought really of the second verse from the original, heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love, is just another amazing picture for us of the Lord's goodness to we who are guilty, but his love just overcomes the guilt because Christ has paid the price.
There are a lot of comparisons, aren't there? You've got like peace and justice and then guilty world, and then you've got death has failed to be found equal to the life of him who saves. In the valley of our darkness dawned his everlasting light. So you've got death and life and darkness and light and guilt and justice.
It's very good. Is this a result of your MTC training that you're looking for,
or
a contrast?
Maybe my like history English mind analysing every little word and trying to squeeze out meaning from A-level English.
Very impressive, I have to say.
Oh.
I think you should just take over the rest of this podcast now, Susanna.
No, I liked hearing what you had to say about it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of contrast in there, to say.
Anything to add on?
No.
Okay.
You guys have done such a good job of summarising just how wonderful the hymn is. And we should say, Ross very graciously agreed this morning to come on the Chinwag because Susanna and I failed.
Well, I failed.
Oh, I was being gracious there,
Thank you.
It was a team effort.
Me. I forgot to ask people, but it was a lovely happening that you...
Yeah, well, thank you. I feel I've rather caused a lot of rambling, but you haven't edited it yet, so hopefully when you do that, it'll come out as a...
Yeah, we just found Ross dossing about in the corner, just twiddling his thumbs, and we thought we'd...
Yes, that is...
Give him something to do.
All this talk about being so busy, rubbish, you know.
We just.
Of course.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's the third section on this you do?
Recommendations for the week.
Ah, right.
Oh, yes.
Right.
And we don't know what your recommendation is, Ross, so do you need more time to think of one? Or
no, I don't really. I can tell you an encouragement, first of all, because there's a programme on Radio 4 called A Good Read, where they have the host and two people who share and recommend a book that they all read and they talk about, a bit like a book club really. And last night I was listening to it, I fell asleep, I have to say, in bed, but the gentleman on there was saying in his past year he has deliberately selected books that make him laugh, that bring him joy. Nothing too heavy, because you know, missing friends, family, being locked in, and he's gone back to, actually he chose what he has read for years, which is Jeeves and Wooster. Which you probably both looking blank. Dear, oh dear, education got. However, I'm going to tell you that one of the books that make us laugh the most, and this includes Alain, who often laughs out loud at this, not at a book as we read it, but as a book as it's read by Martin Jarvis, is the Just William series, which neither of you have heard of, so I've got to go and find something. But it is so wonderfully read by Martin Jarvis. It's not serious, it's just a tale of William Brown, who aged 10 or 11, and the sort of scrapes he gets into, but it is very well written and very, very well read by Martin Jarvis. So when I go home for lunch, I've got to find the CD to lend you, but I want it back. But it's not serious, but it makes both Alain and I laugh out loud, these tales of this William Brown and his outlaws. And I'm very pleased that a serious programme like A Good Read recommended choosing books just to make us laugh at this time.
Great.
I think I've heard of it, but only as a TV series, because the guy who plays Ben from Outnumbered, I'm pretty sure he was William.
Yeah.
At least when I checked on his Wikipedia page.
Right, right.
But I could tell you nothing about what the actual series is. I don't know, it's a comedy.
It's the sort of thing, actually, that if we drive up to Luton Airport on a trip to Romania, I can put on in the car, and we can share the delight together. So maybe that's a date for the future. If the pandemic in Romania eases, and we can get there sometime. I would recommend that, and I'm very pleased it's been endorsed by somebody of the esteemed Radio 4. Choose books to make you laugh, make you smile, bring you joy.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Susanna, can you top that?
No, but...
I'm sorry it's made you miserable.
Well, me and Lizzie have recently got into a TV series that we're loving. It's on Amazon Prime, so sorry if you have not subscribed to Amazon Prime, you cannot watch it. It's called This Is Us, and we've had lots of recommendations from friends, and it's basically just a drama following this family's life, and you get to see, it's got a, in the past and present at the same time, so you're seeing the parents with the kids and what it was like for them growing up, and then you're seeing them in the modern day, and it covers loads of really interesting issues like race and adoption and image and obesity and marriage, and it's just really, really well done and really, really... Adam's yawning.
Bodily expressions are not indicative of how I feel about this.
So anyway, despite Adam's reaction, it's so well done and such a good watch, so we're really, really enjoying that at the moment. Yeah. Okay, Adam, what's your recommendation?
Well, I'm also going to come in with a TV series. This is on Disney Plus, and it's The Mandalorian. And to us, I don't necessarily need to recommend this, because everyone's probably heard of it.
I haven't.
Okay, Ross hasn't heard of it, but that was probably a good one.
Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian. Essentially, it's under the Star Wars... section of Disney Plus, and we had Star Trek a few weeks ago with Lizzie Benn on the show. Now I'm going to get the Star's recommendation, and yeah, it's a really fun series. There are two series of it. It is Star Wars, and it is it from the Disney era of Star Wars, and although I'd say the Disney Star Wars movies are pretty terrible, this is actually quite good. But also, I don't think you need to be a Star Wars fan to actually get into it. I'm told it's got like an old school western feel to it, so yeah. How to describe what actually goes on. I guess some dude flies around in a spaceship doing stuff. That is my summary of how The Mandalorian works.
Right.
Ross doesn't look very convinced.
What a variety we have this morning on not a good read, whatever we're going to call it, recommendations?
Recommendations. Yeah.
Well, you could take it as a stage further. We could then in the next week all read each other or listen to each other's recommendation, then come back in a fortnight and say how we got on with it.
There are, what, 10 seasons of This Is Us?
Five
seasons. I don't know if I can cram
seasons. Seasons? How many in a season?
A 14 or 18.
Ah, you have to be here for a very long time to cover that off.
Yes.
Other than that, flawless time, Russ.
Yeah, some, you know, some suggestions, they just, you know, nosedive into the ground, but, you know, occasionally one takes to the air, but occasionally.
You throw enough mud at the wall, eventually it'll stick. Amen. Not to say your ideas are mud.
Well, I think you already have. Or was this merely a figure of speech?
Do you know, we're going to be seeing the bulletin next week. We're sorry to announce that Adam Wood has been let go from the ministry training.
Not at all. No. Here is love vast as the ocean.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Should we, like, wrap it up?
We probably should, yes. So.
But before one dribbles on further.
Oh, goodbye from me, everyone.
And it's goodbye from him, it's goodbye from her, and it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.